Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in tonight on our hour of prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist Trina Harrison, and this is our 1,183rd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. It is our goal and mission here is to please and honor God and to do His will. Again, this is the hour of prayer. If you have a prayer request tonight, you may call in at 319-527-6091 and press the number 1 to be placed into the queue. You can also get through on 323-870-4174. Again, this is the hour of prayer. And again, thank you for tuning in. We're going to do things a little different this evening. We're going to bring on our sister, Adrian Allen, to minister in song. Amen.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy. I seek His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know He lives. He lives within my heart. The name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. It makes my joy full and complete. Oh, praise the name, that lovely name of Jesus. Oh, 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 Jesus. How sweet that name, oh, Jesus. He's every day is the same sweet Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Let all the saints, let the saints proclaim His worthy praises forever and ever. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Pharaoh, Pharaoh, to let my people go. When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Adrian, for ministering song. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, we come to you this night in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ. God, it's in you that we live. It's in you that we move. It's in you that we have our being. God, where can we go, Father? You alone hold the key to eternal life. So we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, O God, and we bless your name. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. So, God, we come tonight standing on your word. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So, God, we come tonight with humble hearts, oh, God, looking to the author and finisher of our faith. God, you told us that men are to always pray and not lose heart. So, God, we come tonight praying to you. We come tonight, God, looking to you. We come tonight, God, seeking you for your guidance, your mercy, and your grace, oh God. We come as humbly as we know how. We come tonight, God, because you said that if my people who will call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven, will forgive our sins and heal the land. God, the world is in need of a healing. But God, we're going to go by scripture tonight. You said that you exhort, therefore, first of all, that prayer and supplication and intercession and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for those who are in authority. So, God, right now we lift up all of our spiritual leaders before your throne. God, you know all about them. God, you said in your word that you gave us shepherds out of your own heart to feed your people with knowledge and understanding, and they should not be lacking, saith the Lord. So, God, every spiritual leader that you place in authority over your children, God, God, we ask you that you do a new thing in them, God. Draw them closer to you like never before. God, the world is in a turmoil right now, but God, you are on the throne, and you are concerned about your people everywhere. So God, we ask you right now to start with your spiritual leaders. God, work a work in them, Lord, because you that both the will to do of your good pleasure in them. God, we say every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, those who are sold out for the kingdom of God, Lord, me, God, touch them like only you can. God, give them a new desire to want to please you like never before. Give them a new desire to want to hear what you want them to hear. And let them see what you want them to see. And let them speak what thus saith the Lord. God, let them love like you want them to love, Lord. God, let them minister in love. Because it was the loving kindness you draw people, Lord. Look at them all, they surely. God, do a new thing in them, Lord, as they preach the gospel, God. Let them preach with the power from on high. Let them preach with the power that will change lives. Let them preach with the power of God that will shake the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. God, your word has power. God, you so love the world that you sent Jesus of Christ. And as they minister the oracles of God, as they preach of glory. God, shit, there's no one in the fold that will love the flock like you love them, Lord. Oh, God. Get your glory. Get your glory, God. Every pastor, God, every ambassador, God, we are ambassadors for Christ. Every pastor, every apostle, every deacon, every minister, every choir member, every missionary. Oh, God, remember those who are seeking the gospel to foreign countries, Lord, and their lives are at stake. God, cover them in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, keep them covered, Lord. Because you said the gospel must be preached all around the world before Jesus Christ comes back. God, they take the word into these countries, God. Let your angels get around about them, Lord. Cover them in the name of Jesus. God, the whole body of Christ, Lord. You know all about us. You know every need, every desire, every want, oh God. You know all about us. So God, we surrender all to you tonight on the altar. God, draw us closer to you like never before in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you, oh God. And God, remember the mothers that are in Zion that are weeping between the porch and the altar. God, every mother, God, they may be weary in what doing, but help them to remember, God, that their labor is not in vain in you. Help them to hold on to the horns of the altar. Let them not be weary in what doing, for they shall reap if they faint not, oh God. Every mother, Lord, touch them like only you can. Send forth healing in the name of Jesus. Oh God, comfort and sharing. Oh God, we need you, Lord. Every mother, God, be with every father who's weeping between the porch and the altar. Keep them covered in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We praise you, oh God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, someone needs a healing. God, someone's been diagnosed with coronavirus, God, but you're bigger than that, God. You can heal all manner of sickness and disease. You're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than diabetes. You're bigger than kidney failure. You're bigger than Alzheimer's and dementia, God. You're bigger than schizophrenia. You're bigger than multiple sclerosis, Lord. You're bigger than bipolar, Lord. And you're bigger than GERD and acid reflux, Father. You're bigger than every sickness. Jesus Christ is a balm in Gilead. There's healing in your wings. Jesus, you are wounded for our transgressions. You are bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. Oh, God, send forth healing, Lord. Someone needs a touch from you. Someone's on that bed of affliction, God. But you promised them you would never leave them nor forsake them. God, you promised, Lord, that you, if we call on you, you are answered and show us great and mighty things we know not of. God, your word is true. Hallelujah. There is a balm in Gilead. God, we thank you, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, someone who is weeping tonight because they lost a loved one to coronavirus, Lord. Someone is weeping tonight, God, because they lost a loved one to disease or sickness, Lord. Someone is weeping tonight, God, because their loved one has crossed over, God. But God, you said weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. God, comfort them like only you can. You are the God of our comfort. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Move like never before. God, thank you for hearing our prayer. God, someone's lonely tonight. You said you'll be that friend that's the closer than the brother, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, this quarantine, God, has got people going at odds with one another. But God, I ask you, we ask you, while we're on the line tonight, God, restore families. God, restore marriages, restore relationships, restore son and daughter, restore Abram's son to their parents, oh God. God, we praise you. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Oh God, if someone's in addiction, Lord, you're bigger than any habit, God. You can break every addiction. Oh God. We thank you, Lord, because Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. God, you share Abel Shana, yeah, the sharing, God. Oh, God, you gave us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. God, you gave us the power to feed the things as not as though they were. So, God, everyone who is in need of a free Arebosa, God, anyone who is in need of to be free from every addiction, we speak it in the name of Jesus the Christ. We take the power of that addiction in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Oh, God, great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, someone's worried about their job, Lord, and someone who's in need of money for their bill, God, someone doesn't have food to eat. God, you are a way maker. God, you are a way maker. Oh, God. We don't trust the government, God. We don't trust the White House, God. We trust in you. We trust you, oh, God. Oh, horrible Shanda. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness and great all your tender mercies. God, your word is true. You said you've never seen the righteous forsaken, not the seed begging bread, oh God. You said they that believe on you will not be put to shame. God, we said on your word. Oh God, we thank you for what you're doing. God, we're not moved by what we see or hear. Our eyes are stayed on you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. God, move over the airway, Lord. God, move those who are listening, God. We are just your instrument, Lord, but God, you get your glory. God, let someone feel your presence, God. Let someone feel your miracle-working power, Lord. Let someone know that you are real. Let someone feel the power of God. Oh, Lord. God, we thank you. We praise you. God, every continent, Lord, every country, God, you said there's no language where their voice is not heard. We don't pray to an unknown God. We pray to the true and living God. God, who shared Roshanda. God, who stretched out the heavens as though it were a curtain. God, who enabled God, the earth is a footstool. We pray to the true and living God. We don't pray to a statue. We don't pray to a person. We don't even pray to the angels. We pray to the true and living God. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, oh, God. Have your way, oh, God. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Oh, God, let your will be done, Lord. Your presence is here, oh, God. We reverence you. We honor you. We worship you, Jesus. We adore you, Lamb of God. Take care, Abel Shanda. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Oh, your blood heals, your blood delivers, your blood saves, your blood has a shorty. Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you, oh, Lord. God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. God, someone's walking in fear tonight, God. You don't want anyone to live in fear. That's bondage. So we come against the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of worry in the name of Jesus. Hore shore. God, we thank you, Lord. God, thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for being a prayer-answering God. Thank you for being a loving God and a merciful God and a gracious God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray. With thanksgiving, every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness, and great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. Again, I want to thank everyone again for tuning in tonight, and if you have a prayer request, feel free to call in. Again, the number is 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. And press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. Amen. I have a scripture tonight to share with you, and it's a familiar passage of scripture. It's found in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version. Amen. And again, it's a familiar passage of scripture, and we all know it. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, so humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Here God is speaking, and he said, it's my people. Now the people he's referring to here are the people who know God, are the people who are called according to his purpose. That's all Christians, especially the leaders in the body of Christ, amen. We have a duty and an obligation to cry aloud and spare not. All believers have a duty to pray. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. You call yourself an intercessor or a supplicate or prayer warrior. It doesn't matter. God is just calling us to prayer. It doesn't even matter if you are a pastor or an elder or a minister or a deacon or a choir member. Just pray. Even if you became a Christian today, just pray. You can just start out by talking to God like he's your friend. Because reverence and honor and respect doesn't come until you get to know a person. You can simply pray the model's prayer that Jesus gave his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. See, it's going to take the people of God to make a change in the earth. You know, there's a lot going on right now, but I want to let you know that we are in spiritual warfare. You might already know it, but I want to reiterate it. We are in spiritual warfare. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12 says that, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So the enemy is not who we can see. It's not our children. It's not our spouses or our friends. It's not even one another. It's not even Christians. It's in the spirit realm. Amen? So we cannot trust men to act right or to treat us right or to do what's right. You know, we as children of God, we can't do right without God or surrender to God. Amen? It's God who helps us live a faithful life. It's Jesus Christ that helps us live a faithful life. Amen? So by prayer, we have the power to cast out every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Again, we're in spiritual warfare. Souls are at stake, and healing is at stake, and deliverance and peace and joy and eternal life is at stake. God said he has given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and of all the power of the enemy. But we have to first humble ourselves. So God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. You know, humble is to show a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. Without God, we are nothing. Without God, we are men most miserable. You know, yes, we are somebody in God, but we still must remain humble. And we must admit and acknowledge that we need God. We don't know, or we'll never know everything. We need God, and we need one another, amen? So God told us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time. So when we humble ourselves, he said, not only do we have to humble ourselves, but we have to pray and seek his face. So God told us to humble ourselves and pray and seek my face. And God said his face. Why his face and not his hand? Because when we seek God's face, when we seek his face, we are doing or acknowledging who he is. We acknowledge that God is sovereign. We acknowledge that he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, he's all-powerful, he's almighty, he's a wonderful God, he's a wonderful counselor, he's the Prince of Peace. So we seek his face, we acknowledge who God is. Because God's hand provides and his hand gives. He doesn't just want us to just want to get to know him because of what he does for us, but he wants us to get to know him for who he is. Hallelujah. So as we seek his face, there is a relationship. So that's why God tells us to seek his face, because with relationship comes a responsibility. With relationship, with relationship comes accountability. So as I was saying earlier, as believers, as children of God, we have an obligation to pray. We should be praying like never before. So when God says that we have to turn from our wicked ways, see, when we have a relationship, we want to please him. And when we please him, he hears from heaven. Amen? So when he hears from heaven, forgiveness takes place. Restoration takes place. Healing takes place. Deliverance takes place. Joy and peace is given. We walk in victory and triumph. We have the gift of eternal life. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. You know, when we look at the things that's going on in the world today, I don't know about you, But I know as children of God, as believers of God, our hearts are so heavy for the non-believers because they are walking in fear. They are so scared. But we have an obligation. We are to always be ready to get the hope that lies within. We have an obligation to tell people about the love and the mercy and the grace of God. He said, as my people who were called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins and heal the land. And there are so many people that are getting sick from this coronavirus. But you know what? Everything that's going on in the land today was prophesied. All we have to do is read the scriptures and to know that God is real. All we have to do is read this. You know what? The word of God says, for us as believers, that we are to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because they that believe in God, we're not going to go down. We're not. We have to stay on the promises of God. Yes, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. You know, God has made us promises, and we have to hold on to the promises of God. Amen? And the greatest promise that God has given us is the gift of eternal life. When it's all said and done on this side, we have a place with God in glory. We have a place with God in heaven. We have a place with God in eternity. But I'm calling all believers tonight, all around the world. God is calling us to pray like never before. Prayer changes things. Prayer makes things happen. Prayer can soften the heart of man. And then again, prayer can harden the heart of man. God's going to get his will no matter what. So if I can encourage you tonight, continue to pray. Your prayers are not in vain. They're not. God is a prayer answering God, and God's going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. Now I'm going to have the call of salvation. If we don't have anyone on the line, we're going to do the call of salvation. Amen. So if anyone tonight, under the sound of my voice, if you are walking in fear because you don't have the peace that surpasses all understanding, I'm asking you, no, I'm begging you to open up your heart and let Jesus in. Because the word of God says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. See, you're going to have everlasting life, whether it's with the Lord or whether it's with an eternal damnation. You're going to have everlasting life because this life never dies. It's eternal. But you have a decision to make. You can either spend the rest of your life or eternity with God or without him in outer darkness. But if you want the God that we talk about on Purpose Kingdom Network, if you are tired of the life that you are living, if you are tired of walking in doubt and fear and worry, if you are tired of walking in any type of bondage or addiction, if you are tired and sick of tired of being sick and tired, I'm asking you right now to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. Because in the name of Jesus, there is salvation. Oh, God. So if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because you know what? Without God, you can't make it. It's just that simple. Without Jesus Christ, you are lost. You might be doing something right now that will give you a temporary happiness. But you know what? Jesus Christ gives joy. He might be with someone right now that can give you a little fleshly pleasing or desire. But again, that's just temporary. You might be able right now to even try to meet some of your needs, but you can't meet all of your needs. Only Jesus Christ can do that. And you might think you know a little bit to get by, but that's just a little bit to get by. But how about accepting Jesus Christ to take you all the way? Oh, God. Oh, Lord. So if you want the Jesus Christ that we talk about here on Purpose Kingdom Network, I ask you to repeat after me. I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. I admit that I am a sinner and need of a Savior. Lord, I am tired of doing the things that I do. I want a change in my life. I believe that your word is true, that you love me, and Jesus died for me, that I may have eternal life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And I'll live for you. Thank you for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, then you are born again. Welcome into the family of God. We encourage you to find a church in your community that preaches the true gospel, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And until you can do that, we invite you to tune in every night on Purpose Kingdom Network. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior tonight, tell someone that you did. Because in speaking about Jesus, the Christ gives you strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we honor you. So if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to have our announcements before we do the closing prayer. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Praise him, praise him. Real quickly, I'm just going to go ahead and do the announcements. This is the Product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's broadcast. Whether you're joining us on the phone or listening to us online, no matter where you're at in the world, we thank you and appreciate you for your listenership and your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much once again. And if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We're also on LinkedIn and iTunes and anywhere they broadcast podcasts. We can go ahead and just type in Purpose Kingdom, and you can go ahead and listen to our programs. And don't forget to hit the follow button so that way you'll get a notification each and every night that we have an episode uploaded. Also, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Where you can just simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate that. Also, we invite you to like us on Facebook where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. And feel free to share with a friend. God's womb, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening for Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermon Johnson. And once again, with God's womb, God's blessing, we hope you join us at the 9 p.m. hour for Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermon Johnson. And please share with a friend. And with that being said, we thank those that are exclusively listening online. Please appreciate your listenership no matter where you're at in the world. And we thank you for your continued support with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. And Evangelist Trina, I'm going to turn the program back over to your hands.
Amen. Thank you for those announcements. We want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, and it is just an honor to come before you every first Sunday to do the hour of prayer. This is the time we set aside, well, not just today, but every day, of course, you know, we want to talk and commune with God. But this is the time that we all come together to bring our prayer request, or, you know, it's just an hour of prayer. And again, I do want to thank you for tuning in. And if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to close out. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we come again before your throne. In the name of Jesus the Christ. God, we just, first of all, want to just thank you for you being God. We thank you that you are not man, that you need to repent. We thank you that you're an all-knowing God, and your eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. We thank you that you are not a man. Oh, God, Rebo Shanda. God, we thank you that your eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. God, we thank you that you are the God who knows everything. God, we thank you that you are not just God, but you are our Father. God, we just thank you that we know that you are real, and we know that your word is true, and we know that you loved us, and because you love us, we love you in return. God, we thank you that we can come boldly before your throne to give you our prayer request and to give your heart desire. We just thank God that we're able to come before you with humility, and we're able to humble ourselves. We're able to come to you in truth, oh God. We're able to come to you, God, and make our requests known. So as we come tonight, Father, we just thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you for hearing our prayer request, and we just thank you, God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We just thank you, God, that you are God all by yourself. You don't need anybody's approval. God, we thank you. God, we love you. God, we applaud you. God, we give you reverence. We give you honor. We love you so much, oh God. Thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your son. Jesus, we thank you for being our bread of life. Jesus, we thank you for being our way, truth, and the life. Jesus, we thank you for being the greatest intercessor, the greatest supplicator, the greatest mediator. Jesus, you are the greatest king. You are the highest Lord. Jesus, you are the Messiah. You are the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for your blood. We thank you, Jesus, because of what you did, we can call God Father. Because of what you did, we have an inheritance in the body, Bosha. Because of what you did, Jesus, we have a right to the tree of life. So we say thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your obedience. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your suffering. We thank you, Jesus, all that we have need of your heart. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are the one that makes Jesus real. You are the one that speaks to us yet thou sorry. So we bless the Trinity tonight. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you are one. We thank you. So, God, we come thanking you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you for the host of Purpose Kingdom Network. God, you know all about us, Lord. You know the panel. You know our name. You know our need. You know our desire. You know our want. You know what we stand able shunned. You know all about us, God. We thank you for all the gifts that you've given us, Lord. We thank you that we are one and able shunned. God, we thank you for this platform because people are being saved, souls are being saved, people are being healed, people are being delivered, people are knowing that you are real. God, we thank you for this platform. We thank you for this time, oh God. Continue to use us as we yield before you. God, every post, Lord. I don't want to call out names, God, because I miss someone, Lord, but everyone, every host, God, that sold out for the ministry, continue to elevate us, continue to use us for your glory, continue to let us, let miracles, signs, and wonders follow us, oh God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. God, we are every need, meet our financial need, simple healing in the body, give us peace of mind, give us the joy of the Lord, let the peace of the Lord surpass all able shunda. Now remember our loved ones, Father, remember our children, remember our grandchildren, remember our great-great-grandchildren, our legacy, I feel able shunda. God, remember the host, Lord, as we lift them up before you. God, not just the host of Purpose Kingdom Network, but every network that has a platform on the airway. Every pastor that has a platform, Lord. God, let them use it like never before to proclaim the gospel. Let them use it to win souls for the kingdom of God. Not their agenda, but your agenda, God. Let your kingdom come, your will be done. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. God, keep our homes covered under the blood. Keep our automobiles covered under the blood. Keep everything that pertains to us under the blood. And God, those who don't know you and the partner of this sin, God, let them cry out, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Let our lives, God, be a testimony to someone who don't know you, and let them want to get to know you. God, we praise you. God, we thank you. God, we honor you. Oh, God, tell us what we need to surrender in Jesus' name. We want to be close to you like never before, oh, God. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
If you save me,